The headlines this lunchtime. A massive police operation's been launched in Cumbria to catch a gunman who's killed at least one person. People in the county have been warned to stay indoors. Up to four people may have been killed. And in sport, Norwich City sign left-sided defender Stephen Smith from Rangers. It's the Canaries' third new recruit in just a fortnight. Police in Cumbria say a number of people have been killed and several others wounded after a gunman opened fire in at least three places in the west of the county. Armed officers are hunting the man after shots were fired in Whitehaven, Egremont and Seascale. People in the area are being urged to stay indoors. Our reporter Colin Briggs has the latest.
What appears to be emerging at this stage is that the person involved went from Whitehaven and then travelled out of the town through Egremont towards Seascale. And we now understand that the person could be heading more towards the central part of the lakes. There are reports of shots being fired in Egremont and Seascale as well as in Whitehaven. Now, we don't know about any sort of injuries or indeed fatalities in any of those places, but clearly it's a mobile hunt.
Our reporter Colin Blaine has described the scene in Whitehaven.
I'm standing in Duke Street, or just along from Duke Street, where one of the shootings happened, and I can see the taxi rank, and behind the taxi rank there are three cabs still in a rank. Behind the rank there is the body, I believe, of a man covered by a black covering.
Police have named a man they're looking for as Derek Bird, who's 52. He's thought to be driving a dark grey or silver Citroen Picasso. The Labour MP for the area, Jamie Reid, is inside his home in Whitehaven.
This kind of thing doesn't happen in our part of the world. We've got one of the lowest crime rates, if not the lowest crime rate in the country. This is a huge shock to the system, a massive shock to the system, and we're all kind of just living in a daze right now.
In other news, police say a man in his 80s died after falling into the water in the Broads. It happened on Monday at South Walsham Broad. He was flown to the James Paget Hospital in Galston, but passed away there. An RAF navigator who was on a train which derailed at Potter's Bar in Hertfordshire 8 years ago has given a graphic account of the accident. At the inquest into the deaths of seven people on the King's Lynn-bound train, Wing Commander Martin Rose said there was a violent judder. After that, he was lifted from his seat and began floating up to the ceiling. He saved himself, he said, by grabbing and holding on with one hand to the rail of the luggage rack. The government health watchdog says it thinks there should be a minimum price per unit of alcohol in England. NICE also recommends a complete ban on alcohol advertising. Sarah Mint is from the group that runs the SOS bus in Norwich. It helps people who've drunk while on a night out in the city. She says it's not just young people who drink too much.
I think this is a problem of society because it's almost accepted that if you have a stag do, you go out to get hammered. And so, you know, it's a case of almost culturally we've embraced it as a means of going out and having a good time.
Israel has begun deporting the hundreds of pro-Palestinian activists held after its commandos stormed a flotilla of ships taking aid to Gaza. Nine people, at least four of them Turkish, died in the operation on Monday. The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, has repeated his calls for Israel to lift its blockade of Gaza.
There is clearly a strong, united international demand for this to be done, for UN Security Council Resolution 1860 to be implemented, allowing access for aid and indeed access for commercial goods into Gaza. I think that the strength of that demand is greater than ever before.
A senior officer from the Light Dragoons in Norfolk is being honoured at Buckingham Palace today. He led soldiers in Afghanistan last year, as Sophie Price explains.
Between March and September last year, the Light Dragoons were in Helmand Province. The troops, who are based at Swanton Morley, were involved in some of the bloodiest fighting in Afghanistan, and six of them didn't return home. Their commanding officer was Lieutenant Colonel Angus Fair, who's been given what's called a bar to his Distinguished Service Order at Buckingham Palace. It's in recognition of what's described as his inspirational leadership in some of the harshest environments.
Two wards at Kingsland Hospital are closed to new patients because of an outbreak of norovirus. Marham and Necton wards at the Queen Elizabeth are also restricting visitors to an hour in the evening. It's thought that plans will be approved today for two more giant wind turbines near Swaffham. Bernard Matthews wants to put them up, as Paul Mosley explains.
Last year, the turkey producer said it wanted to go greener, with 10% of its energy coming from renewable sources. Part of the plan involves two wind turbines at North Pickenham near Swaffham,